This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, June 9th. Well, cattle markets have had quite a bit of volatility over the last couple weeks, large part because of the JBS cyber attack, but that has largely been alleviated, and we're seeing slaughter rates come back to normal. But we haven't seen the cash prices really improve either. So we're still hovering right around the 120 on the live trade, 191 on the dress trade. That has not changed really over the last several weeks, even though box beef values have soared higher up until about this week, and we're starting to see that back off a bit as well. So we closed up Friday with the box beef down just slightly at 339. We're still sitting there at 339 on the choice, and but the select has backed off. We're at 306 on the select, which is down about $6 from where we closed on Friday. The spread is sitting at 32.43, which is up about $5 from where we were on Friday. Slaughter rates, again, picking up so far this week. We're at 235,000 head. That compares to last week at just 96. And of course, that was the JBS debacle. And that's just slightly higher where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index has been pretty volatile, which is surprising considering it's a running average, but we were down 95 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 140.12, but on Monday we were up 357 and Friday up 85. So the market took a pretty big jump, up about $4 in just a couple days, and now we've backed off about a dollar. So we're sitting at 140, which is about a nickel higher than where we were here about 2 weeks ago. I think we're seeing a lot of demand show up in the southern and central plains for the lighter weight calves as rains have recharged pastures and given producers some optimism that they might be able to carry these calves through the summer. And even in the northern plains, North Dakota getting some nice shots of rain. Southwest North Dakota had been limping along pretty decent, and then now we've seen south central and southeast North Dakota getting some pretty heavy thunderstorms over the last couple days. Even north central North Dakota and up into the Canadian prairies have seen some pretty respectable rains. So that's going to slow down movement off of pastures, slow down herd reduction there. And I think at least for a few weeks, keep things moving along as far as pasture conditions and grass growth and keeping animals kind of in place. Such a huge, huge event coming through. It's certainly breaking the spring wheat market, but it's also going to recharge pastures across much of the northern plains and even into the northern Midwest. It's still hot, so that's going to, still be an impact, but for the most part, this ought to slow things down. I think that's what's propping up our feeder cattle prices. Export sales at 12,600 last week, it was pretty light, quite a bit less than what we've seen over the last few weeks. So that took a little bit of wind out of the sail of the live cattle market as well. But cash prices are stuck. It's still, the price is still pretty much completely at the will of the packer, even though box beef prices have done extremely well. Capacity is just at max, and they've not been able to or not had enough incentive to push prices, to push slaughter rates along and prices higher. So the feedlots are still pretty much captive to the packers. They still got a lot of front-end cattle needing to come out, needing to find a slaughter space, and that keeps them kind of in a corner, basically. And that's why prices have just stayed the way they are. We don't see that changing. We don't see a lot of effort to increase the slaughter rates. So we pretty much stay in the stalemate of where we are. Futures prices, after the big break that we had from JBS, market's basically hovering right around the price level that the market closed at that day. So we had the snapback fairly quickly, but the market hasn't been able to follow through on that. And we're just slowly working our way lower again. So it seems to me that we're still going to test that spike low from the JBS spike sell-off, and that works us into the summer. Here we are approaching mid-June. Quite often we see lows in June. Sometimes it stretches to August. I think it just depends on if the feedlots can stay current, get these heavy animals worked through the pipeline. It puts them in a much better position. Any any issue that shows up from an economic standpoint, I think, takes a pretty big hit to the cattle complex. Beef prices at the grocery stores are sky high. The fear is that you're doing a fair amount of demand or damage to demand, which obviously doesn't help anybody in the process. So that's the dilemma that the cattle industry faces. You got sky high beef prices, lots of alternatives to the beef protein, and you've got feedlots that are still front end loaded, still needing to move a lot of heavy cattle, and sky high grain prices. It's a tough situation, and it's just going to take time to work through. The rains coming across the Midwest are huge, and the outlook for increased corn acres certainly could help alleviate the high grain prices, but that's going to take time to develop as well. In the meantime, I still look for some pressure to come into the summer months, largely led by the live cattle market. And then as we get into the fall and winter, our numbers will be much more manageable. Herd size, of course, has decreased. Placements have been manageable, except for the drought-driven placements. And so the cattle on feed this month will be very telling as to how much more placement capacity we saw coming off the northern plains. In the meantime, I still look for the markets to come back down either this month or sometime in the summer to test those lows, at least the lows from the JBS spike bottom, and possibly, you know, take them out. But I think that's certainly in the cards that we would come back and test those lows over the next few weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.